Eyes on Fishing with Mitch Peterson, Josh Sheldon, and Brad Qualley, leading you to the next level.
Everybody, welcome back to All Eyes on Fishing. Tonight we have a guest with us from Team Ultimatum Custom, Alex and Christine from Brussels, Wisconsin, out of Door County. They have a great... The amount of painting that they do to make custom baits is unbelievable. I was up, what was that, there, probably 6 weeks ago when I was up at your place up in Wisconsin, and he kind of showed me the whole process of what they do. And the two of them together are like a machine painting. I don't know, how many baits do you guys go through?
Can you paint? Well, explain what they do. You kind of explained what they do.
The custom baits, dude. It's crazy.
I'm custom what? Crankbaits, jigs, what?
Alex.
Yeah, no, I mean, we mainly focus on crankbaits. We do some blade baits.
We have done
spinner blades, but the vast majority of it's all cranks.
So I'll what's your do you do everything over the internet, or do you have Facebook, or how
we're in a couple of different stores. The vast majority of our sales probably come through Facebook. This spring, we got plugged on In-Depth Outdoors pretty hard. That was a big one for us. Hot Shots Customs in Green Bay, they started picking up some of our patterns. We recently just went into a nice tackle shop here in Sturgeon Bay, Howie's Tackle. And then we started out in the Rock River Bait Box. Shout out to Brian Hoosier. He's a great guy, great bait shop down in Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin. They were the first store to give us a chance to put our baits on a wall. And I think at that point in time, we were all a little bit surprised on how fast they sold. I think we brought 182 baits in there on a Saturday, and they were gone by Wednesday.
No way. Wow.
It's like, hey, we might have something here.
We might have to do some painting.
So is this your full-time job, Alex, or do you have another job?
No, my wife and I both work full-time as well. That's the way we've always done it here. And Brad, you had asked earlier of just about how many baits a week we do. During the weekdays, it's pretty tough. You know, we both work right around 10 hours. I work 4 10s, and my wife puts in almost 10 hours a day, 5 days a week. And by the time we get home, it's rough, but we try to paint and try to work on our baits every night. Weekends are where we really pound out some baits. On a good weekend, as long as we're really focused, you know, we can easily pound out about 300 baits in a weekend.
No shit.
Wow, when do you find any time to go fishing?
It's tough. It's going to get even tougher. We tried to kind of grow the business this spring a little bit. We'd always kind of tapered off during the summer. We would quit advertising, quit making posts, quit, you know, posting pictures, trying to tailor our business for the summer months so we could actually get out and go fishing and do what we wanted to do. And then we would really crack down over the course of the winter. This year we were like, you know what, screw it. Let's just, you know, let's see what happens. Let's try to make some money. And it has exploded.
So how long have you guys been in the game then? And how did you get started with it? I mean, what made you? Christine, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, we got to hear your voice. So, so tell us how you got started. I mean, what brought this on for you guys to do this?
I can't remember where we were going fishing.
We went on a fishing trip here in Green Bay, and Alex and I took a day and we went into a tackle shop, and we both filled our own bags. Anybody who knows me, I have a tackle addiction. So we walked out of there with quite a bit of money, and we were looking at them. We're like, this is really expensive for what you're getting. So we asked each other, we're like, how can the normal fisherman pay this much money for $13-15 crankbait? So we're like, hey, maybe we should do this for the everyday fisherman, because that's what we were. So we're looking at it, we're like, we could do this. So we sat down. Not gonna lie, we sucked in the beginning.
I still suck at it. I've tried.
Yeah, I've seen that firsthand. Yeah, but they work. They work.
They suck.
New baits are awesome.
Keep going. Sorry, but when you mentioned we sucked at the beginning, I knew that was coming my way. I wanted to jump in front of it.
We made a lot of ugly baits in the beginning. That's for sure.
Yes, we did. But we, like Alex said, we had Rock River Bait Box believe in us. We actually went in there, and he's like, "Hey, you come back in a couple months. Let's see where you're at." And Brian put us up on the wall after a couple of months of us going through R&D and figuring out what we needed to do. And it, I don't know, it blew up. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. We bought a bunch of custom cranks from a couple of tackle shops.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and we both looked at each other like, I'm pretty sure we can do this. So we took a couple $100, bought the equipment. And at first, it was just going to be, oh, we'll paint for ourselves.
Right.
And then All of a sudden, Christine's over here with the joint debit card going to Cabela's and leaving with $500 in crankbaits because we needed more supplies. And I'm like, oh, shit. I started trying to sell some of these so we can get some of the money back.
So tell us how this works. If somebody wanted you to do a particular crankbait, or do you offer only certain types, or can you guys take any brand and refurbish them or redo them? How does it work?
Yeah, there's several different ways of doing it. If you were to go to our website, www.teamultimatumcustoms.com, it's got a list of all of our custom patterns that we offer. So on that page, you're going to find, I think there's right around 115 different patterns that we've come up with. We've removed some over the years, and we've added some every year new. And I think there's probably 10 or 15 that we're holding on to for this year. That we'll add again at the end of this year.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody wants to order something, they can buy a brand new bait from us, which we don't really do knockoffs. We actually buy Berkeley Flicker minnows, Berkeley Flicker shads, bandits. Nice. You know, we buy the genuine product, take the hooks off, tape the bills, scuff them, primer them, or we leave them clear or chrome, depending on which pattern. And then we paint from there. And then we clear coat everything with two-part epoxy. You know, nothing against any other painters, but I know a lot of guys use, you know, other products, and I seem to firmly believe that 2-ton epoxy is the mm-hmm. toughest coating out there, that'll hold up the longest. So other than that, if you wanted to send in baits out of your box, we have customers that send us their own baits, you know, hey, maybe you bought a bunch on sale or you just have a bunch laying around. We ask that guys take the hooks and the split rings off. That way, during shipping, we don't have to deal with the packaging because we send all of our baits out that we supply back in their original package, so it's safe. But, you know, we have guys who have sent lures in Tupperware containers with a label on them. You know, so it's just, I want to make sure that the hooks and the rings are removed, for one, so that way I don't lose them. And then, two, they're safe for shipping. So that's how we ask that people send in their baits, and they mm-hmm. ask that they send a list of patterns, and we'll paint them up. And if a customer has a specific idea or something that they want to see created on a bait, you know, as long as you're ordering a couple of them, I'll work with them, and I'll even make up a sample and send a picture of a sample, so that way we try to get exactly what they're looking for in a custom bait that's their design.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was pretty impressive. Cool. So when I was up there, of course, I got there, we walked in their house, and instantly we went downstairs because the bar's down there. And then right next to the bar.
Hang on.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So, there's a bar right here, too.
So the bar's right there. So I'm like, yeah, I'll have a whiskey. And we went down there, and I looked to my left, and I'm like, hold on a minute. What's going on in this room? So instantly we went in there, and I was like, oh, my God, you guys have baits everywhere. But it's like organized everywhere. I mean, your setup that you have is amazing, how you have all the different stations. And you can totally tell that you guys – this isn't something you're just doing on the weekend. This is something that you guys do, it looks like, all year round, because it's very well organized. And I was amazed. I said, well, how long does it take you to do a bait? Because when I did it, you know, I suck at it. It took forever, and it still looked like shit. And then, so you had like five, I think they're flicker shads, I don't remember, sitting out, and they were primed, and you're like, well, let me do these five real quick. And I was like, you did five of them in like 8 minutes, if that. I was like, how the hell did he just do that before he clear coated them? I mean, it's really cool in the amount of patterns that you have. Wow. It's unbelievable. How'd you guys come up with all these different patterns? Just something you guys are artistic, or just from just trying to figure out what that next pattern will look like, or what do you do?
A lot of it is just trying to figure out that next pattern, trying to come up with something different. We strive to try to be unique. Mm-hmm. There's only X amount of colors that different custom painters are. We're all using the same shit, yeah. You know? So, we really try to make sure that ours are different than somebody else.
Sure.
So we play around, and there's a lot of patterns that we've created that never make it to our website because they never prove themselves out. Every single pattern that we sell, we've caught fish on, and other people have caught fish on.
So that's kind of okay. Something you do is you develop a pattern and then you go out on the water and use it, whether yeah, that's with yeah, a, yeah. a bandit or a flicker minnow or whatever.
Hey, it yep. sounds like you might need some Western testers.
Yeah. yeah. Send him in some baits. He'll paint them for us. Yeah. And we'll test the hell out.
Yeah. We'll try them.
Yeah. yeah no, that's I can definitely send some stuff out for you guys.
So that was kind of my going to be one of my questions was because I'm kind of artistic out of our little group.
Oh, easy oh, yeah. now. Here we go.
Well, kind of.
Well, you yeah. are compared to you.
If anybody, he paints his wife's fingernails and he calls himself artistic.
Yeah, no, well. I don't. But I was wondering, do either one of you are artistic, or is this just like we need to custom colors on these baits, we're going
to
do it.
And we have to be,
because Brad does it.
Yeah, we have to be not clear. Artistic. Brad not was artistic. Autistic, and that's why they're not so good. So we don't know if you're artistic.
I am going to send you a picture of one of my baits, and you're going to be like, dude.
Yeah, he's the Rain Man of bait painters.
It is. But they work.
They do.
Hey, when we run out of a bait, and I'm like, oh, I need this bait. We can't find him. It's 9 o'clock at night. We're like, we're going in the morning. I'm painting some.
Yep.
They're still all tacky. Yeah. And they yeah. don't even have a clear coat. It's a quick spray paint clear coat just to try to harden them. They're still all soft.
Brad's Wonder Bread pattern looks like he left the bag on the stove. And they melted.
It's bad. But hey, do what you got to do, right?
Hey, exactly. I mean, yeah, exactly. Do what you got to do. I actually had two tournament guys. The NWT is out here at Sturgeon Bay starting tomorrow morning. And I had two guys that are on our pro staff. Show up at my house yesterday because they're up here pre-fishing. They had a hot mm-hmm. bait, and we slammed out, you know, six of them for them and clear coated them. And I literally taped them to a clothes hanger and said, "Do not touch these for the next 12 hours."
And, perfect.
You know, yeah. they're hopefully they do them some good tomorrow.
Yeah.
So cool. So give us your top three colors. What are your top three favorite patterns that you guys sell a ton out of?
I mean, I can give you my top three sellers. Top three favorites. That's a revolving.
Well, door. Do both. Do both. So give us right, your top three sellers and your top three.
Top three sellers right now are Neon Glow Shad. That one just caught the North Dakota state record walleye for us this spring. So that was a 16.5 pound fish caught by Jared Chaplosky. And I remember that day he called me. He's like, dude, I just caught a monster. I'm on my way to the scales. Pretty sure it's a state record. And then pretty quickly thereafter that, it exploded. We have shipped out, I can't even count how many, hundreds of that pattern nice. In the last couple of months here. Yeah. The other one, the tried and true one that's always everybody seems to want to have is Dark Barney. It's mostly purple. That one was an early on one for us, probably year one of painting. And that pattern has caught fish just about everywhere. Another really consistent seller would be Red Rum. A lot of guys, that's actually one of my wife's patterns. Now, I have my patterns that I paint, and she has her patterns that she paints.
Oh.
I'm not allowed to paint her shit, and she's not allowed to run.
That's so funny.
And it's, trust me.
It's a competition.
It's constantly competition between us two. So, you know, it's, all right, you know, if we get an order in, it's how many of my patterns versus how many of her patterns, and so on and so forth. But
so the state record, whose patterns? These three that you just mentioned, whose patterns?
Two of them are mine. One of them's hers. The state record fish was on one of mine.
Oh, boy.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, no, I got that one. I'm pretty sure I'm about to get stabbed.
I was going to say, we shouldn't have brought that up.
Yeah, no, we shouldn't have brought that up. Yeah, yeah. Right now, you just got that look. You know, it's going to be like, it's going to be a lonely week.
That's right.
Yeah, no, it's always a competition. Our best three current catchers right now on the bay, we created a new pattern this spring and we started testing it out around here. And then I brought it to Lake Erie and it really shined big time. And then I brought it back home to Green Bay. And for multiple trips in a row, it was the only pattern that we could catch fish on. We were running it side by side with standard baits and tried many different colors. And that bait seemed to shine. And it wasn't just our boat. There was a couple of other boats as well that we had given this bait to. And they were both on Green Bay. And they had the exact same experience. That bait was shining above all. That's actually Green Machine. It's on the website now, I believe, right? I know they're not going to up there yet.
I don't know.
It's hot tonight. Off the press. An exclusive.
Yeah. You know, we were just testing it out this spring, and it really shined for us pretty well. So Green Machine is probably our top catcher. I don't know what it is about that crank. It's a fairly natural-looking crank, minus the lime green on the spine. Mm-hmm. But it's got some blues and some golds in it, and scale pattern with some stripes on it. It seems to be a pretty darn good producer. I've made a couple of different versions now, a blue version and a purple version, and we're kind of testing those, but then we no longer have a boat, so it's a little bit tougher.
So what's your big body? What, I mean, because we're talking about these colors, but are you sticking them on flickers or shad wraps or stick baits? What's your big one?
Yeah, my favorites, the last couple of years, I'm really a sucker for bandits. Bandit walleye deeps out on Lake Erie and on Green Bay.
Yeah.
Shallow bandits on Green Bay. Bandit B shads on Green Bay. We fish Green Bay quite a bit. That's why we moved up here. Mm-hmm. But I would say my favorite bait body by far is probably going to be a bandit.
Wow.
Second next to that would be probably Smithwick's, Pro Rogues, P10s. I like pounding structure. I'm a structure guy. I like fishing shallow, even in the middle of the day. I always want to be around some piece of structure, and I'm pounding a reef or a rock shoal or a sharp shoreline, and I'm usually got some bait shallow and then some baits deep.
Yeah.
Have you guys messed around with salmos too much?
We did. So we were originally in Lake Mills, Wisconsin, just last year even. That's where we were living out of. And we fished a lake, Lake Koshkonong. It's part of the Fort Atkinson Rock River area. And that lake was shallow. Most of the year it was around 5 foot deep. And we pounded a lot of salmos out there. Did very well.
Those are pretty solid out here, and are getting more water time over the last couple of years. So, but we are definitely a shad area. So anything, so flicker shads are huge. The new small flicker minnows are actually working pretty well because they're that kind of just a little bit thinner profile, but the size five, you know, that worked fairly well for me a couple weeks ago. And then, anything shad wraps.
Yep.
We don't use those as much as we used to just because flicker shad, they're so much cheaper and seem to work so much better, but definitely shad. Out west is definitely shad. That's our main forage in most lakes in this area.
So do you guys still, you guys have a huge arsenal of baits. I mean, on your one wall there, you have baits that haven't even been painted, but do you guys still use standard colors and compare them against your colors that, you know, out on the water? Will you put out like your standard stock colors, or are you just fishing customs now and trying to figure out the next, what your next big bite is?
It depends. Like this Lake Erie tournament that we just went to, we had some standard reef runners and we had some standard bandits. And, you know, we will still carry some standard baits in our box. It's pretty few. I bet you probably couldn't go out to our boat or our tackle and find 30 standard baits. And that's just, I think that's just natural coming from custom painters. You want to have, it's fun to catch fish on your own stuff.
Sure.
You know,
it is.
You know, we seem to do fairly well against anybody else that has, you know, some standard patterns or whatever. And there's definitely days where we outfish somebody else who's got standard patterns. You know, there's always a lot of talk about our custom, you know, really needed. Are they really worth it? There's definitely some days that it seems to make a difference over others. That's for sure.
Well, I know we've had that conversation before.
We've done a whole podcast on it.
We've probably done a couple podcasts. I mean, I don't even know, but we've talked about, we don't have a lot of custom options here. We do have some, right? Yeah. But not like someone that's producing that I know of around here, like the amount of different choices that you have. What I like about what you're doing, too, is you're actually out there on the water using it before you even put it on your site to make sure it's something that's working. Right. Now, I don't, we don't have the option of a so much custom, so we're kind of forced into that standard. So our question starts becoming, well, because we're catching fish, would we be doing better with customs, or is custom worth it? But it's, you know, looking at the customs that you have and what you guys have done on the water and testing it, it sounds like there's definitely a room for customs out on the water. And that's, and like you said, probably 95 or better percent of your baits that you carry are custom now.
Yep. Yeah. They for sure are. So my kind of thoughts on the whole ordeal is, custom baits catch fish. So the factory colors catch fish too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they both work, they both have their days, but I'm sure just as well as you have noticed as I do, there's definitely certain days where a certain pattern you're catching them on.
Yeah.
And you're going to have more than one of those patterns out in the water. And, you know, you have one bait, one pattern that seems to be shining above them, other than anything else that you have out there.
Oh, yeah.
And every fish experiences that.
Yep.
So sometimes it's our custom pattern that is drastically outshining, you know, any other bait out there. And it's something different. And I kind of lean it towards there's confidence as well. Kind of goes into this a little bit, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at that bait when you pick it up off the shelf or you order it, you're all excited. You're going to get this custom bait from us. And you're really liking it, you know, love the colors on it. You're going to have that bait in the water more than you would some other pattern or some other bait.
Yes.
That bait inherently is probably going to catch more fish because it's got more water time.
Right.
You know, so I mean, fishing has so much to do with confidence as well as, you know, knowing how to find your fish and catch your fish. But, you know, there's definitely a large level of confidence in having in your equipment, in your baits and all that. And that'll just, in general, catch you more fish.
Well, I think that is a perfect point and a perfect segue for us to take this conversation over to the next level and talk a little bit about confidence and to see exactly how much confidence comes from your paint and how much confidence comes from that water time, and see what some of your favorite ways to catch some more eyes are.
No, so. You're right. We've done a podcast on confidence before, but we've talked about that, and that's true, and I can't wait to dive into it. Hey, so from everybody at All Eyes on Fishing, we do appreciate Alex and Christine being with us from Team Ultimatum Custom. And we want to make sure that you're subscribing to the next level. We're going to carry on this conversation. We're going to talk more customs. We're going to talk confidence. And then we're going to try to get some tips out of these guys.
Subscribing to? Let's see if we can get it right this time.
You ready? Try it. Ready?
Ready?
Super right. Tech?
Nope. Super.
I'm just messing.
It's AEOF. Supercast.tech.
That's right.
.tech.
.tech.
So we've left Podbean. So those that are on Podbean, we're still setting it out on Podbean, but it's interfacing better with us to use Supercast. Yeah. So
and you get more, you get access to more episodes and more All Eyes on Fishing on Super Tech than you do on Podbean. So AEOF.supertech or supercast.tech. And go ahead and subscribe today, and you guys get access to all of our previous episodes along with all the new stuff.
So from everybody, thanks, Alex. Thanks, Christine.
This has been All Eyes on Fishing. Thanks for listening. If you like what you heard, go ahead and subscribe to The Next Level. And you can hear longer podcasts and more information on all of your favorite topics. And check us out at alleyesonfishing.com for apparel, blogs, and other information. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. All Eyes on Fishing, leading you to the next level.